You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are joined by, once again, Al Winant, CEO of Event Interface, who will be sharing his tips on how to extend the life cycle of your conferences and events. With more than 25 years of international experience in planning conferences and events and leading event technology firm Event Interface, Al brings a unique viewpoint to the conversation. He truly understands how technology can make the lives of planners and attendees easier while making the event experience richer and more profitable. Al, always great to have you with us here on Event Talk.
Hi, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Ed, always a pleasure to have you. So first of all, to kick things off, can you share what you mean by event life cycle to get us started?
Sure, Eric. Traditionally, I guess you can look at it two different ways. First, you'd be to see the life cycle starting at the time you open your doors, your on-site event check-in or registration, and then through the end of the event, the time your last attendee walks out of the venue, so to speak. You know, the second way you can look at it is from the time you start sharing information, you know, opening your online registration through the end of the event again. So again, the time your last attendee walks out. As a planner, I really take a much different approach, and I look at the life cycle as really never ending. I've always been a bit frustrated in a way with how conferences work. You know, you work on these programs for months, you know, if not years, and you pour your heart and your soul into the project, and then it happens, and your event starts, and in a few hours or a few days later, you know, just all over. And the things you've been working on for so long, it's just done within a blink of an eye. And it's from that perspective that I started looking at how do you really get more out of all that work? How do you extend that life cycle and even monetize the extension of that life cycle? So I look at it much more from a global scale, from as soon as I start sharing information to never ending.
How would an event or meeting planner extend the life cycle of their events?
Sure. And the beauty here is that as you plan events, 90 to 95% of the work has already been done, you know, as part of the planning process. So, you know, you're out there, you're developing your program, you collect your white papers, your presentations, you use an online tool most likely to register your people, to bring in your exhibitors and your sponsors for your events. You spend months building, you know, this community of people with, you know, a passion around your brand, a topic, a science, or a cause. And unfortunately, you spend all this time building this community for this period and hours of that event. So where do you really start? You know, first and foremost, for me, I think it's a mindset. You know, as planners, we need to take a much larger, a much more global look at our conferences and all of the projects, you know, all of the prospect attendees and the stakeholders, and not just see that small percentage of potential participants and who can make it to the event, basically. That would really be, you know, one. Second, I think we need to make a commitment as planners to wanting to extend that life cycle and assign someone to monitor that, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. And then third, we need to employ, you know, integrated end-to-end, you know, meeting tools or online meeting tools that can facilitate the extension of that life cycle easily and cost-effectively for both the planner and the participant. And obviously, Event Interface is one of those solutions. But from a simple perspective, I think about this from the beginning of the planning process. As part of the registration process, the online registration process, I invite all of my stakeholders, all of my attendees to connect with each other right from the start of the registration process. I encourage them to build, you know, I build value. So what I do is I connect the attendees, the speakers, the sponsors, the exhibitors, you know, if not, you know, weeks or months before the event, as soon as they register, I invite them to share profiles, pitches, social links, and even an opportunity to pre-schedule, you know, appointments during the event. So you start building that community before your event even starts, all within the privacy walls of your event. And I invite them to start conversations around topics with speakers and other attendees. So you start building that, you know, way before your event actually starts. You know, also, I do collect, as part of the planning process, an immense amount of data. when there's those white papers, those PowerPoints, those speaker presentations, the videos, everything that's presented at the conference. And I usually make that data available anyway to everybody who's registered right before or during the conference. You know, why do we not take that data, take all these findings, and make that available post-conference and have conversations around that? So that's, goes into the extension of that life cycle. And, in the big scheme of things, I invite all the stakeholders. So if you think about it from a conference perspective, only about 10 to 15% of your prospect attendees come to your event. There's 85 still sitting at home. How do you engage those people? How do you bring those people into your community? And what that really means is that as a company, an organization, a brand, and a cause, have created this, online private community around your event where people can have this discussion, they can come back, they can connect with speakers and other attendees. And the beauty of this community is that you can keep them engaged by offering, obviously additional information throughout the year, new findings, new discussion points. You can use the community to build excitement for the next year. The people who were not able to join this year, they become part of this really exciting community. And so they're not going to want to miss out next year. So that sits there. And, and last but not least, I guess, there's so many events that have deliverables associated with them. So you want to change the world, so to speak. You want to report on findings, whatever those different things may be. People usually leave the event and nothing really ever happens with those things because there's no way to follow up on them. But if you continue that life cycle of that event online, if you continue, that communication online after the event with all of these stakeholders, you can now continue to engage people and stay on top of the overall outcomes of that event as well. There's all these different parts that you can do by starting pre, during, and post with the attendees using different online tools.
I anticipate that by extending the life cycle, you also have an opportunity to monetize your event further. Am I correct in saying this?
Oh, definitely. As I said earlier, conferences do generate a great deal of materials that are shared with attendees. With technologies like Event Interface, you can now very easily create those communities for your event and share these online after your event for free or for a fee. For example, we have a planner who is using our software, Event Interface. They're hosting an annual event. We have about 150 attendees, and these people pay between $3,000 to $4,000 to come to the event. They can probably attract to have another 400 or 500 prospect attendees around the world who could come to this event, but they really can't come because of budget, visa reasons, other reasons, et cetera. So last year, the client decided to, why don't we just try to extend that life cycle and, have our stuff online for the attendees, but then after the conference, invite everybody who could not make it to be part of that community. We'll share the data. We'll share the presentations. We'll engage them with the people who were there. And they sold it for $1,900 per attendee. So they ended up raising a lot more revenue on the post-conference community building, that extension, versus during the conference. So, but now, the beautiful part of this is that they have this valuable collaborative environment online within the protection of the event. And the planner can benefit from the data generated around those discussions. The attendees benefit from that data. So, and now everybody will, more people will try to come next year to that event as well. So there's ways where you can actually monetize that content after the event. And the beautiful part is that you really, as a planner, don't have to do a lot of extra work. You've already done 90 to 95% of that as you're planning your event. You're just basically making the content you already have available, post-event to your prospect stakeholders.
Today we are once again with Al Wynant, CEO of EventInterface.com, the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Al, what tools are available to reach this objective?
Of course, here I'm going to talk about Event Interface. I'm very proud to say that we are one of those tools. And as you know, I'm an event planner by heart. I've planned a lot of events and conferences around the world for the last 27 years. And as we were out there planning, we really went out looking for tools to help us do this much more cost-effectively and much more easily online. And, we found you could find really great tools to sign up people. You can find tools to share content, but publicly, not with an ability to monetize those. There were tools to be social and separate mobile tools, but nothing really worked together. It was expensive, not easy to use for both the planner and the attendee. And that's why we really set out to create Event Interface. It's one tool that helps planners plan more effectively, It provides an ability for planners to monetize events more and also create communities and more engagement around your events. So it helps planner with the extensions of that life cycle and then after the events within the confines of the privacy of the event. So attendees, speakers, planners, sponsors, and exhibitors can all have meaningful engagements within the parameters of the event, you know, from sign up forever after. We are one of those tools that's available for that.
Lastly, what are your top three tips for planners who want to successfully extend the lifestyle of their events and conferences?
Sure. To extend that life cycle really would be to change your mindset. You think of your event as a never-ending entity. Your event begins when you open registration, and from then on, the community just keeps on growing through engagement and content sharing. The event doesn't end when the last attendee leaves the building. So that would be, you know, number one. Number two is find technology solutions like event interface that can accommodate the whole process easily and cost effectively. You don't want to confuse the planning team and all the stakeholders by implementing, you know, a suite of different tools. You know, here the rule is really simple and easy to use. And then my last recommendation is something we talked briefly about earlier, is that, you know, by creating these communities, one, you need to promote them, but two, more importantly, you need to manage them. You're going to need to assign a person to monitor and engage the community. So once you've kickstarted that community, attendees will automatically start creating their own value within the structure of that community and their own content, but it really needs to be managed and moderated. It doesn't take a lot of time, but somebody has to be assigned to do that. So those are my three top tips in successfully extending that life cycle of your event and conferences.
Well, Al, as always, thanks for the tremendous information. Certainly very helpful, especially for the listeners, on how to extend the life cycle of our conferences and events. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here once again.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And that was Al Winant, CEO of EventInterface.com, the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.